So the secret to a happy marriage. One of those individuals that I like to confer with on a regular basis, although it's a while since we last spoke to him, and get his words of wisdom, is Honest Keith. Good morning.
Good morning, Ian, and how are you?
And how are you? I hope you're looking forward to the wonderful weather ahead and you'll get out and about and enjoy life.
And are you as happy married as me now?
No, well, I'm very happily married, thank God. I stay in my lane and I do what I'm told. What about you?
I don't know, Neil. The wife was listening to the radio this morning and it came on about it and she ran into the bedroom. Keith, get on the radio, tell them how happy we are.
Were you, how happy or unhappy?
How happy we are, Neil.
So she ran into the bedroom to tell you, which means that at 9:45 this morning you were still in bed. What time do you actually get up at?
Come here, you should have been a detective, do you know?
Maybe that's the secret to a happy marriage. She's downstairs and you're up in bed.
Yeah, because, Neil, every morning, right, when she's walking, what I do is that I make some toast, I cut them into soldiers, right? Little stone, a soft-boiled egg. And one other thing, Neil, you need to do, when you marry somebody, you must marry your family as well.
What do you mean by that?
I married the wife's family. I can't get rid of them at all, Neil.
So you have to get along with all of them to keep the peace. I'm quite sure. Actually, I once heard somebody tell me that if anybody wanted a bit of advice regarding, say, a son in particular, is marry a mammy's boy. Marry a mammy's boy, I was told, because if a young fella and a young man is good to his mother, he'll be very, very good to his wife.
Yeah, but Neil, I have ear puzzles, you know what I mean?
You what?
I have ear puzzles. You know what I mean? Like, she couldn't have a favourite. I remember now, that's it, right? When I was going up to the church that day, I got married, right?
Yeah.
Alone, a good 2 years ago now, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember the priest was there at the altar, and he said, Keith, would you take Elizabeth to be your wife? I said, I will. I'll ask you again, Keith. I said, could he ask me a question on sport? And he's, there's all her family. I had to buy 6 wedding rings.
Why?
I married the lot of them, Neil.
What?
I married the lot of them.
When you married your wife, you marry the rest of them. But when she married you, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 8 brothers and 3 sisters.
So that's 11 others besides you. So when Elizabeth married you, she married the other 11 as well?
No. There's no need, no. We became a different family, do you know what I mean?
But what's the secret besides soldier toast and a soft-boiled egg?
This is what you do. You get up every morning before her. Right, the minute she comes out of the bedroom, you say, my babes, you look as good looking as you went to bed yesterday. That's all you have to say. And dear, then they'd hold it. I'm only getting advice on how to be happy. I mean, I'm married years, Neil.
How long?
Oh, fuck.
You see, you can't remember.
Anyway.
Huh?
It's a long time anyway.
How many years, what year did you get married?
Oh, geez, wait till I ask her. Liz! Liz! Why you have to be getting married? Fuck it, are we 36 years?
Forgive him.
I'm married 36 years, Liz.
You had to ask your wife how long you're married.
Does that anything that you'd write down in your diary?
No, you don't have to write it down. You're supposed to remember. I got married in August 1992. You should be able to tell me the month and the year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's kind of a day you'd remember, man.
Neil, when we were in England, we had to do the marriage course, you know?
Yeah.
In England. And I never forget if I... And the priest is a lovely man. And he says to me, geez, am I going to marry Liz? I'm going to tell him that she was 6 months pregnant, you know. I said, Dick. I said, because I loved her, I said. And I went to speak to the rest of my life with her. And he says to Liz, and Liz, why do you want to marry Keith? I don't know. What? Need? He says, I'll be back here in 2 minutes, Keith. Don't worry. You could see him walking out the door, and his shoulders were black and laughing. We had mutiny. I said, why don't you tell him you love me? Oh, you know what to say.
She might have been embarrassed.
Ah, that need. I mean, if you love a person, you're going to tell them. Do you know
so
what I mean?
So your secret is that every day you tell Elizabeth that she looks absolutely beautiful and she gets better looking with age.
You look massive. You look like the day that I married you. I don't know the days, but I remember the wedding. I was locked.
For God's sake.
So that's my one end, and I'll anywhere by.
And the soft-boiled leg makes all the difference, does it?
Oh, 3 minutes from the staff to the boil. 3 minutes.
Is that the secret?
You have to keep watching it for 3 minutes. It's all the concentration. Watching it.
I've never mastered the perfect soft-boiled egg, to be quite honest.
Oh, no. You know what? No, if I said to her, would you marry? I'd marry you for your eggs.
Have a great day, my friend. Have a great day. Good to catch up. All the best. Honest Keith. Text to it 68104106. Your thoughts after the break.